Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasad Gurudev Shri Mari Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prasadane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashvatade Shatarane Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Gadara Shri Gaur Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Vishnu Vam Kamsa Chapter 8 Verse 22 Shri Vatsa Dhamma Pararatra Isha Pratyusha Isha Osi Dharo Janardana Dhammo Dharo Vya Anu Sandhyam Prabhate Visveshvaro Bhagavan Kalamurti Shrivatsadama, the Lord on whose chest is the mark of Shrivatsa. Apararatre, in the fourth part of the night, Isha, the Supreme Lord, Pratyushe, at the end of night, Isha, the Supreme Lord, Asidhara, carrying a sword in the hand, Janardana, Janardana, Damodara,
Damodara,
Avyat. May he protect Anusandhyam during each junction. Prabhate in the early morning, Vishveshwara, Lord of the whole universe, Bhagavan, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Kalamurti, personification of time. Translation, may the Supreme Personality of God who bears the Shivasa on his chest protect me after midnight until the sky becomes pinkish. May Lord Janardhan, who carries his sword in his hand, protect me at the end of the night. May Lord Damodar protect me in the early morning. May Lord Vishveshwara protect me during the junctions of day and night. Set into motion by the Supreme Personality of God and wandering all the four directions, the disc of the Supreme Lord has sharp edges, as destructive as the fire of devastation at the end of the millennium, as a blazing fire burns dry grass to ashes with the assistance of the breeze. May that Sudarshan Chakra burn our enemies to ashes. O club in the hand of the Supreme Personality of God, you produce sparks of fire as powerful as thunderbolts, and you are extremely dear to the Lord. I am also his servant. Therefore, kindly help me pound to pieces the evil living beings known as Kushmandas, Vainayakas, Yakshas, Rakshasas, Bhutas, and Grahas. Please pulverize them. O best of conchals, O Panchajani, in the hands of the Lord, you are always filled with the breath of Lord Krishna. Therefore, you create a festival, a fearful sound vibration that causes trembling in the hearts of enemies like the Rakshasas, Pramatta ghosts, Pretas, Matas, Pisachas, and Brahmana ghosts with fearful eyes. O King of sharp-edged swords, you are engaged by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Please cut the soldiers of my enemies to pieces. Please cut them to pieces. Full shield marked with 100 brilliant moonlight circles. Please cover the eyes of the sinful enemies. Pluck out their sinful eyes. May the glorification of the transcendental name, form, qualities, and paraphernalia of the Supreme Personality of Godhead protect us from the influence of bad planets, meteors, envious human beings, serpents, scorpions, and animals like tigers and wolves. May it protect us from ghosts and the material elements like earth, water, fire, and air. And may it protect us from lightning and our past sins. We are always afraid of these hindrances to our auspicious life. Therefore, may they all be completely destroyed by the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra. Lord Garuda, the carrier of Lord Vishnu, is the most worshipable Lord, for he is as powerful as the Supreme Lord himself. He is the personified Vedas and is worshipped by selected verses. May he protect us from all dangerous conditions. And may Lord Vishvaksena, the personality of God, also protect us from all dangers by his holy names. May the Supreme Personality of God, his holy names, his transcendental forms, his carriers, and all the weapons decorating him as personal associates protect our intelligence, senses, mind, and life areas from all dangers. Wherefore, there are various associates of the transcendental personality of God, and his weapons and carriers are among them. In the spiritual world, nothing is material. The sword, bow, cloud, disc, and everything decorating the personal body of the Lord is the spiritual living force. Therefore, the Lord is called Advaita, again indicating that there is no difference between his name, him and his name's form, qualities, weapons, and so on. Anything pertaining to him is in the category of spiritual existence. They're all engaged in the service of the Lord in various spiritual forms. A subtle and gross cosmic manifestation is material, but nevertheless, it is non-different from the Supreme Personality of God because he is ultimately the cause of all causes. Cause and effect are factually one because the cause is present in the effect. Therefore, the absolute truth, the Supreme Personality of God, can destroy all our dangers by any of his books. So, here we have a list of different forms of the Lord and also his weapons and the purpose of this section is to show the different parts of the day get protection by different forms of the Lord. Previously, different forms of the Lord were used for different functions according to their different abilities in those particular avatar forms, such as Rishabhadev for protection from dualities, or Balaram, protection from snakes, etc. So here we have a whole list of the different parts of the day, and different forms of the Lord are invoked to protect one during these different parts of the day. And then the weapons of the Lord, such as the chakra and the club and the sword and the conch, are invoked to give protection also. And then, of course, the names of the Lord Himself are used for protection. So these are, of course, useful in the sense that here the devatas will use these different forms of the Lord for their material protection, which, of course, is mixed devotion. Now, these things exist in the spiritual world. These different forms of the Lord are there. The weapons are there. The Lord's different ornaments and so many things are there in the spiritual world. And there they all have purely spiritual functions. However, they all become useful in protecting a person in the material world. So we have the example of Hiranyakasipu asking for benediction so he could not be killed in the night or the day or by any animal or by any living being, etc. And give all sorts of conditions in the land, in the water, etc. So here again, these prayers are offered to the Supreme Lord and his different expansions. So one can get protection in all sorts of circumstances, day, night, any of the times of the day and night, or the Sundays, or whatever, and from all sorts of different catastrophes in the world, to cover all sorts of situations. Ultimately, it is up to the will of the Lord. He will protect a person if he wants to protect him, or he won't protect him if he doesn't want to. So, we can give all sorts of conditions, as Hiranyakasipu got benedictions from Lord Brahma. But the Supreme Lord found a way of not violating those conditions, but killing Hiranyakasipu anyway, in spite of all the benedictions he got. So we can think of all sorts of material conditions that we can prevent by worshipping this form of the Lord or that form of the Lord. We cannot think of all the different forms, because karma itself is such that if the karma is going to act, it will act anyway, in spite of all your protections. It will find a way of doing that. So the only way we can ultimately get protection is by destroying all karmas. If all karmas are destroyed, then if the Lord wants to protect or not protect the devotee, that is up to the Lord Himself, and there's no other factor involved at all. So the devotee will feel that whatever the Lord does is good for him. And even if there are karmas available, still the devotee does not mind those karmas, and he takes those as the mercy of the Lord also. So therefore, he doesn't really pray for all of these different benedictions and protections and different circumstances, though the Lord can do that. He doesn't actually aspire for that, because he understands that whatever he is bound to suffer is what he deserves anyway, and he takes that as the mercy of the Lord also. Meanwhile, he continues his worship of the Lord. That becomes his qualification for getting the mercy of the Lord, because he simply accepts his condition and continues devotional service. Now this is a little different from what is said here, because here they're asking for different benedictions from the Lord. In the other condition, The devotee doesn't ask for anything. He simply worships the Supreme Lord in spite of all of his conditions. He doesn't ask for protection, but he says, rather, this is what I deserve according to my karma. So he doesn't ask to get rid of his particular problems. And of course, we do have the case of in the Bhagavatam, where it says that whether the devotee is in heaven or hell, it doesn't really matter. He sees it all equally. It is all material, so it's all bad. So he doesn't strive for that at all. All he wants is to serve the Supreme Lord. And even if he is offered liberation, he doesn't want liberation also. Liberation means destruction of all suffering, no more material bodies. But if that is offered to the devotee, he doesn't want that either. And even if he's offered a form like the Supreme Lord in the spiritual world, or powers and qualities like the Supreme Lord, and a place in the spiritual world, still, he doesn't actually want that either. He will not accept those things unless there is also service of the Supreme Lord. So therefore, this example here is not a very good example for devotees, because it is asking for all sorts of material benedictions from certain aspects of the Supreme Lord. So though the Lord can do this, and of course he will protect the devotee, because he says, my devotee is never vanquished, the devotee does not demand or expect these things from the Supreme Lord. He only tries to worship him to please him, that's all. And the Lord does as he sees fit in different circumstances. What the Lord plans, no one can understand. So even great devotees like Bhishma will say, oh, we cannot understand the plan of the Supreme Lord. We do not know what he has got for us in the future, what he wants us to do. Okay? All we can do is wait and understand at the very end of the whole pastime what is the Lord's will. So even the great devotees cannot understand the ultimate plan of the Supreme Lord, what to speak of lesser people. So therefore, the devotees simply engage in their devotional activities with the hope of trying to please the Supreme Lord. And whatever comes in terms of material karmas or whatever, that he simply accepts. In this case, of course, we have devatas who are under the Supreme Lord, and they should not be taken from their positions, even though they did something wrong by disrespecting Brihaspati and losing their power. Still, somehow or other, they should rule the universe, and the demons should not get control. So there is some good reason for them praying like this. Nevertheless, the situation can be rectified very easily simply by worshipping the Supreme Lord without expecting any of these benedictions. And of course, correcting their fault of disrespect for Brihaspati by approaching and apologizing. In that case, of course, that was impossible because he disappeared, probably on purpose. And therefore, this had to happen. This, of course, is also, you could say, some sort of pastime of the Supreme Lord, because through this whole process of all, there's a whole other pastime that evolves. So we can also take this as something arranged by the Supreme Lord, so we cannot criticize the devotees too much for this particular way in which they're praying to the Supreme Lord. Yeah, if the devotee prays for something in order that's favorable for his devotion, that is okay, of course. But of course, then we can also say, well, I want Sarukya because that's more favorable, or I want Salokya, whatever. Huh? And then it becomes a little bit of a mixture, conditional type of service. So, though some things are acceptable as part of our devotion, for favoring our devotion, we should not emphasize these things too much, otherwise it becomes, again, mixed devotion. And we're demanding things from the Supreme Lord in order to serve Him. So ultimately, better we avoid those things, but of course in certain circumstances it is also permitted. And even then it's not considered impure bhakti. So that is actually explained in relation to the phrase Anyadilashita Sunya. So in general, there should be no other desires. But if in certain circumstances the devotee prays, please save me, Lord, in an accident or something like that, that is not considered to be a defect in his bhakti. It is not a constant prayer simply for his own welfare or whatever. It is a sudden, temporary prayer under a certain circumstance. So therefore, it is not regarded as any defect in his performance of pure bhakti. No, that's the ultimate issue, is as is said, that the devotee simply accepts the suffering as his karma and continues his bhakti to the Lord. That's all. Well, he takes his suffering as his own responsibility. So he usually takes it as his karma, that's all. If the Lord is testing him or whatever else, so he will accept that. But usually he takes it as his karma. And that he's responsible for that particular position he's in at the moment.
During the periods of difficulty, the devotee may not be serving the Lord with the same enthusiasm what he may do it at the normal time. Does the Lord punish him for that?
If he serves the Lord less, then he gets less result. That's the only thing. And as I said there, the Lord becomes merciful when the devotee continues, in spite of all the difficulties. Then the Lord is merciful. So if he doesn't do that, then of course he doesn't get the mercy also. Well, of course, if we have sincerity, to some degree we can understand the Lord, but we can never understand His plan fully. It is very difficult to do so. So that is why Bhishma says, it's very difficult. We do not know what the Lord wants. This, of course, is in regard to the whole battle of Kurukshetra and everything that happened there. So no one could really understand what the Lord's ultimate desire was, and why they had to fight, and why so many people had to get killed, etc. But ultimately, it was the desire of the Lord. But nobody could really understand what was the ultimate purpose of the Lord.
Narantara Sri Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.